What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer here, back at you with episode 72 of Bullpen Banter. We're talking about the Sony San Diego stream about presentation and commentary. Tons to talk about tonight. Hopefully it won't be too long of an episode, but we do have a lot of stuff to cover, so let's try to bomb through it. As always, if you're watching the stream, hello, welcome. Very much appreciated that you're here live with us. If you aren't watching the stream and you're listening on the podcast after it's put up, don't forget that this show always streams over on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. So you can get over there, give us a follow, and turn your notifications on so you know when we go live. We'll be doing a big stream on March 23rd, and it'll be the show's first pitch weekend. So make sure you come by and check that out. Yeah, like we said, as I said, presentation and commentary was this week's Sony San Diego stream. So let's jump right into it. The pride of New Jersey, Mark DeRosa, joins the booth. He's going to be replacing Harold Reynolds. Harold Reynolds had a bunch of scheduling stuff in his way. So rather than trying to work around that, they mutually decided to cut ties with Harold Reynolds and bring Mark DeRosa in from the MLB Network. If you know Mark DeRosa, he played for the Braves, the Cubs, the Rangers. I feel like there was a couple more other teams in there thrown in. They did not mention if he will be an Ultimate Team. I do kind of hope he will be. He should have a couple decent cards, but should be a very solid bench utility player. So hopefully he gets in. Harold Reynolds obviously got in last year. Plesac didn't, though, right? So who knows if we'll get him. But because of Plesac and... Oh, yes, he did play for the Blue Jays. Great picture of him on the Blue Jays if you go do the old Google search of Mark DeRosa. One of the good things, DeRosa and Plesac, both working at MLB Network, they were able to get a ton of conversational content between the two. So you're going to be hearing a lot of great little conversations with them. Not as much of just the one guy says something and then another guy chimes in. This is going to be more of a back and forth throughout the whole thing. Oh my God, chat. Did he play for literally every team? The Giants, the Cardinals? So yeah, D-Row got around a little bit. But yeah, no Harold Reynolds this year. Sad to see him go. He did pretty good. I didn't hate what he had last year. I thought he was just a little short on lines. But yeah, I'm excited for D-Row. From the stuff they showed in the stream, it looks very good. What's happening here? They talked a little bit about some of the stuff players will be doing. Here we got Didi Gregorius giving the old thumbs down. Again, we're going through some of the slides. I made up some slides from the stream. So if you listen to the audio version, might want to head over to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer and check out the archive over there. So yeah, as I said, DeRosa and Plesac. So you get another good combo of a pitcher and a hitter. So you're going to get good both sides of the story from them. And they're going to have dynamic storylines that happen throughout the course of the game, season, and career. So if somebody's having a hot game, they're going to talk about that. If somebody's having a hot series or season, they're going to be talking about that in the games as well as in career. Like if someone's coming up with big milestones or if he's been playing well that season. Very excited for that stuff. Kind of, I feel like a lot of this stuff is going to be focused in, you're going to notice it a lot in franchise. And I'm very excited for that. I haven't played franchise in like a year or two. So I think I'm going to hop back in this year because it's been a while. So we'll definitely do a stream, some sort of franchise stream weekly maybe. So make sure you're checking that out, and we'll get to hear some of this cool commentary. This is one of the dynamic load screens, so here you can see this matchup is going to be a dueling aces game, because obviously you have the Dodgers and Giants aces and Kershaw and Bumgarner. You get all their stats and everything, and they're going to be already talking about, they're going to be talking about that kind of stuff. Specifically stuff like Kershaw being more of a power guy, Bumgarner, actually I think they're both power guys when they start talking about him in the game. But yeah, it's cool that they're going to have good conversation around the matchups, specifically about how the people pitch. So that should be interesting. And topics they start talking about, like when they go into this, when they start loading into this game, they're probably going to be talking about this matchup. And as the game progresses, they're also going to be talking about this matchup. So if one of them is doing good, they'll be talking about that. If both of them are doing great, they'll be talk about how this is a pitching duel. We called it from the beginning of the game and that kind of thing. Sounds pretty cool. Very interested to see how that's going to play out in the game. Stanton hit a home run. They were showing some scenes of when they're doing the commentary, if a trend pops up in the game, like a bunch of home runs are hit, they're going to be talking about that in the game. I think they had a little part where Mark DeRosa was talking how hitters don't like to hit at night as much because they feel like they don't see the ball as well. And it was interesting because in this game, they were hitting a lot of home runs at night. So they started talking about that. They also have a bunch of little quick facts for players. So they had Jake McGee on the mound. So they talked about like his draft spot, where he's from, stuff like that. Interested to see that. Not a bunch of stuff that you normally hear. But I feel like last year there was something. I forget who the player was. Was it like D. Gordon? They had like a little story for D. Gordon, and I think I heard it about 1,000 times. So hopefully that's settled down this year, and there's more stories. And less of the same ones getting repeated over and over. I feel like it was D. Gordon. There was someone, maybe they're talking about him playing basketball or something. I don't remember what it was, but I heard it a bunch, and it got kind of old fast. Hopefully more quick facts this year will reduce the chance of that happening. They've also added a full-speed replay, trying to give the extra bit of authenticity. They went out to Cleveland, and I think they said they spent a couple series with MLB Network, learning how they do their replays and what things they show. So you're going to see more cameras following guys around the bases, extra sounds for more realism in each stadium, new cinematic cameras for in-between pitches and innings. And we've got a couple of those we can look at here. Here's the mural out in Arizona. So maybe between pitches, they'll pan over and look at this, or between innings. You can see the Jim Palmer statue here in Baltimore. Then they have this shot. This kind of looks like either like a blimp shot or like a drone shot. I think they were mentioning drones, but so here's a shot. This is behind the light stands in Cleveland. I thought this one was actually pretty cool. If you're in Cleveland behind home plate, there are seats behind a pane of glass, and now they have a camera back there. So maybe in between pitches, you'll see this, or you'll see this view. Here we go over the dugout, and this will be like a game start one where it'll pan across the dugout roof. Then we got a shot from behind the flags in San Diego. Behind the flags in Colorado. They did mention that there's going to be a lot more commentary about the weather, and so they have a lot more shots of the flag. So if the wind's blowing out, you're going to see the flags blowing out. Here we have a shot from the press box in Colorado that you might find in the game. This is the rotunda in Pittsburgh. If you're watching the stream, you can see above my head, there's this glass piece in this general vicinity, and you can see the reflections bouncing off that. It looks pretty good. Here's a shot of the top of the CN Tower in Toronto, looking down at the field. What do we got here? This is coming at you from left field in San Francisco. One of the things they mentioned at the end, so hopefully I won't mention it again then, they've added a bunch of new, what do they call them, stadium tags. So last year they had like the streets around around Fenway and around Wrigley Field and stuff. They said they had about 60% of the tags done last year, and they added a whole bunch more this year. So if you hit it into the glove in San Francisco, they should say something. If you hit it into the $1 million cup in Anaheim, you should get good sound stuff from that. So yeah, like if you hit the bottles in Boston, like the Coke bottle, Coke, Pepsi, I forget what it is. If you hit that bottle on the light stand, they're going to be mentioning that stuff. So pretty interesting to see that stuff. Just gives you that extra little bit of realism. They've also added new theme music. So if you're using, what are they called? Just theme one or two, you're going to hear new music going into the games and in between plays and stuff. New blimp shots they've added in. They've also revamped a bunch of the weather stuff. They said they used to have 2,500 raindrops during a rain game that you could see. Now they can have anywhere from 250 to 200,000 raindrops falling at any given time. So that looks pretty awesome. They also have multiple weather patterns. There's going to be 5 in total. So the way they were saying it worked last year, the rain would start heavy in the beginning of the game, and then it would trail off towards the end. But now it's going to be more dynamic. So in the beginning, it might just be like a little drizzle, build its way up and then go out, or start light and then get heavier progressively through the game. So that's going to be pretty cool. They also said the rain delays are going to be rare, and what that's going to affect. You saw last week they showed you the message that you'll get. So something about like the 90-minute rain delay. Do you want to keep your starter in or bring someone in for relief? The things that's going to affect are the energy and confidence of the pitcher. So if you decide to bring in a starter and it's been 2 hours, he's going to take big hits to his energy and confidence. So you're definitely going to want to bring in a relief pitcher there. They talked a little bit about the fog. Here's a shot of San Diego. As you can see, the fog is low-lying right now. And I think they said in night games it's going to be more, you're going to see it more on the field. And then here you can see it moves up a little bit and takes over a little more. The field gets a little darker. Here's a shot of Pittsburgh. You can see the buildings in the back have the fog blocking them a little bit. And you can see the fog. Where is it? I'm getting one. Yeah, the fog rolls in a little bit more. So if you look in center field above the hitter's eye, you can see a couple extra buildings in this shot. And as the fog rolls in, you're going to lose some of those. And then it gets even closer. Yeah, I just have those. Yep. Then we have... is it three? One, two. No, just two. Okay. Yeah, so you can see the fog rolling in. Comes onto the field. My favorite beautiful capital city field. You can see the fog here. Then it comes in a little more and takes over more of the field. And then at night, you can see it kind of disperse a little bit. But yeah, one of the things they did mention about the fog, the way it's going to work is if you pitch an overcast game, there's going to be a chance that you'll get fog based on what city you're playing in. So coastal cities and stuff near rivers, obviously higher chance of fog. You're not going to be guaranteed to get it with the overcast. And then I got in one. Here's how you can here you can see the fog just in one of like the close up cameras of the players. But you see the players really pop out in front of the fog. Here's another one at Yankee Stadium. So you can see since Lindor is closer to the camera, there's a lot of fog behind him. He pops out a lot more. I believe this is Zimmer, I think. And they said one of the things they wanted was that the fog really shouldn't affect your gameplay. It's just more of an aesthetic, but on fly balls and stuff, you should be able to track everything down. There shouldn't be any issue with sight or anything. The fog is just an aesthetic thing and really should not affect your gameplay. Another thing they mentioned now that they've redone the fans. You'll see they now have fingers and hands. Apparently last year they didn't have hands. Literally never noticed that. You'll see they've got props. Like this gentleman in a Cubs shirt is holding a glass right now. They also have cell phones. Rally towels and stuff. So that should all be pretty cool. Here's a bigger shot of the crowd. What else we got here? Crowd reaction logic has been revamped to correspond with more scenarios. So depending on the part of the game, you know, if something happens, crowd's gonna get hype. If it's a close game and there's a fly ball to the track, crowd's gonna be like, and then if they catch it, they're gonna be like, if they're the home crowd. Or if they don't run, they're like, and go buck wild. So if they need to capture my animation of me going, or, I'm more than willing to do that for them. They said they've doubled the amount of crowd animations. Here we can see a couple more shots of the player celebration stuff. So this is after Chris Bryant hit a home run. And then you can see that this had like a... the cameraman was like on the field walking by him. I got a good shot of Jacob DeGrom with his short hair. They put that in. I think we just noticed that DeGrom got a haircut not too long ago when pitchers and catchers reported. So I could see that stuff's getting in there quick. What else they had? They had Altuve's beards in there. Let's see. Also, crowd attendance in the games are going to depend, as I think we talked about this a couple streams ago. Crowd attendance is going to depend on stuff like the matchup, the day of the week. They got a bunch of information from MLB on like crowd patterns. So I think they were saying like Dodgers and Angels fans show up a little later. So in the first couple innings, they might be a little less empty and then fill up. And then like a blowout, the fans are going to start to leave. They also did say, I think they said, I don't know if it was last week or this week, like after a rain delay, you'll notice that fans have left the game. So that should be pretty cool. Next, they brought Kyle Saul out to talk about some other stuff, specifically situational awareness. Another thing, like we saw stuff with the fielders telling each other how many outs there are. You're also going to see managers chirping at the umpires and showing how many outs they are. Like I said, here's a picture of this was after a strikeout. They had the catcher like rooting on the pitcher and getting him excited. So that looks pretty cool. They've also said they've added a lot more facial animations, facial emotions that they got captured this year. And guys won't just be standing around with like a blank face. You'll see them, you know, chewing gum or, you know, blowing their nose. I don't know if they're gonna blow their nose, but they're gonna be moving around. They're not just gonna be blank stares into nowhere. Here's another one of the catcher telling the pitcher to calm down. They also have some player specific stuff. So a guy like Yasiel Puig, who gets a little bit emotional, you know, he's gonna throw the bat after he strikes out. He might try to break the bat after he strikes out. But yeah, some players, they showed off Puig a bunch. I would guess like a Javi Baez is going to have some custom stuff, so that should be interesting. Here's a shot of the Rockies coach chirping at the umpire about a bad call. We got a little behind the scenes of some of the mocap stuff. Kirby St. John, friend of the show, who ran most of the stream, does a bunch of the mocap and stuff and a bunch of the presentation writing of the lines and stuff. They showed off some of his mocap highlights. Definitely recommend you go actually check this out, because this mocap starts good, and then ends up really, really bad at the end. Spore took a good clip of it. I'll put that in the show notes, if you're watching that, if you're looking at that later. There was also a video of, Kirby breaking a bat. I believe it was accidentally, and he, broke it a little bit too realistically. So you should see some broken bats and stuff in the game. Let's see. So with the commentary stuff, sounds really cool, especially if you're going to be doing a franchise. And if you're like me, I don't play every game of the franchise, though I did a couple years ago. I'm more of a, you know, play a game, hop 2 weeks, maybe skip a couple series, and then jump back in. There's going to be a lot more stuff talking about what's been happening recently in the franchise. You know, loading screens with, like, the last 10 games, getting guys' stats. So I feel like you're going to have a lot more of an idea of what's going on in the world, even if you're just popping in and playing a game every 2 weeks or so. I mentioned the more stadium tags. We got the new legend that Kirby mentioned. He spoiled it while he was talking. The new legend is Bob Gibson. As always, let's hop over to the old baseball reference. Check out what Bob Gibson did. As we know, beast. I really want to see what they do with these guys, specifically with their pitch selections and stuff. People said he was a 5-pitch guy. Let's see if the game actually does that, because that would be great. Bob Gibson, obvious. Hall of Famer, won the MVP, 2-time Cy Young Award, 9-time All-Star, 2-time World Series winner and World Series MVP, 9 Gold Gloves, 1 ERA title, 1 Cy Youngs in 68 and 70, so maybe he'll have 2 hardware cards, we'll see. In 1968, he went 22-9 with a 1.12 ERA. Not bad. A .853 whip. So yeah, he's going to be pretty unhittable, especially when they pull out a 68 hardware. He won the Cy Young and the MVP, so I guess I would assume they're going to give him 2 Hardware Series cards, if they count one as an MVP and one as a Cy Young. So that's going to be pretty good. He won the Cy Young 2 years later with almost a triple of the ERA, with a 3.12. But, what do you have? 255 complete games. This is how much of a baller he is. He had 251 wins and 255 complete games. So you weren't getting the ball out of his hand. So very interested to see that. Let's see. Is there anything else? I mean, you might be able to snag a 37-year-old, a 36, maybe, you know, a 36-year-old impact veteran where he went 19-11 with a 2.46 ERA. Yeah. All the Bob Gibson cards, probably going to be pretty lit. Unless maybe he gets a rookie, unless his rookie card, might be the only not amazing Bob Gibson card. So that should be really interesting. What else? They said they got new idol scenes, as you can see here. I believe this was Adrian Beltre putting the bat, sending up on the plate. One thing that Kirby did mention while he was talking about Bob Gibson, he mentioned that his dad played in the minor leagues. So obviously what I did as baseball community manager for Out of the Park Developments, I loaded up the game. I went in there. I found Kirby's dad. So if you load up the you should be able to load up 1968 or 1969, go into the Dodgers minor league system and find him. Or if you go into 1970, you'll see him in the Cardinals farm system. Pretty good stats. So if you want to go check him out, Michael St. John, check out his baseball reference page as well. Then the reminder, next week, the stream is going to be on Friday, March 2nd. We're going to get the Diamond Dynasty content preview from the Players Lounge at spring training. That should be really cool. They're going to be showing off new legends, the new programs paradigm, as well as, what were they called? I believe they're called souvenirs, which looks like a new thing that's going to be in PAX. So that should be interesting. There'll be a GameStop Monday on the 26th. Obviously, that's probably going to talk about Diamond Dynasty stuff. So maybe we'll get some legends in that. Obviously, I'll go through and I will dissect that for you guys so you know if anything's going on in there. But yeah, good little stream. Not a whole ton of stuff in there. I completely forgot. Thank you, B. Hazelwood. This is why I love having the chat here. So one of the things they mentioned was actually my last note, and I just completely skipped over it. Now, outfielders that are put, we had a big discussion on Twitter talking about out of position players. And now outfielders that are going to be put at first base that do not have it as a secondary position, are now going to be forced into stretch catches and are more likely to get pulled off the bag. Ramon said they're only going to make a regular catch about 2% of the time. 98% of the time, they're either going to drop a scoop or get pulled off the bag or something. This is huge. He said they might catch a perfect throw, but that's going to be super rare. I'm 100% for the guys at first base being tuned down. I think this might be a little bit more than I was expecting. Again, I think the out of position people have to get a huge disadvantage, especially when you're moving like any player to first base that doesn't have it. A lot of people think first base is a super easy position. Yes, if you're standing on first base and a ball's thrown to you, you can make the play easy, but stuff like scoops and getting pulled off the bag, that stuff's going to be hard if you're not used to it. I just think that this might be a little bit of an overreaction. Saying that they're not going to make the play 98% of the time, I guess. And actually what happened was, I want to see what it looks like when there are, like if you have a good second baseman or a good shortstop throwing balls to first base, I don't want them to just fall off his chest. I know he's a real baseball player. He can make that play. So that's fine. But the thing that I wanted was if there is a scoop play or if there is a ball that's going to take him off the bag, they're to be more prone to pull them off. But I feel like the ones right at him should not be getting dropped. Obviously, we're going to have to see how this plays in the actual game. I'm a little worried that they went over the top with this. But as I said, I definitely don't want to see outfielders just getting stuck at first base just to have another huge bat there. If it's just, you know, regular throws that are going to hit him in the chest area, should be fine. I don't want to see him dropping him all the time there. Again, stretch things, scoops, maybe that stuff will give guys troubles. So hopefully we'll see how that's going to work out. As we get our hands on the game, Again, the game comes out on March 23rd if you pre-order the Digital Deluxe version. I think if you did pre-order any of the digital versions that come out the 23rd, check with your retailer or your PSN store. GameStop has the All Rise Edition, which I believe you can pick up Friday. I don't know about the other versions. But yeah, pre-order if you want to get access to the game. The 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and then 27th is the full retail release. So we'll see how the servers hold up, because so far everything seems very well and very good. I'm excited for everything they've talked about. All the legends have been great. Everything they've said in the streams have been the things that we've wanted them to say. Save for maybe this out of position playing first base thing a little bit. But yeah, the game's looking good. As long as the servers hold up, we should be good. So I'm really, really excited for this to come out. And yeah, definitely looking forward to it. As I said last week, launch day, probably going to be streaming from launch day the 23rd. I'll probably be streaming from like 10 to 5 during the day, and then probably from like 9 till I go to sleep. So we'll have a lot of time to play, a lot of time to look at stuff, build up the Diamond Dynasty team, check out everything that's going on in there. And I'll be more than happy to play you guys if you want to come by the Bullpen Banter Discord, over 100 strong. Come on in there on launch day. I'll make like a sign-up form or something. So if you guys want to play, throw your PSN name in there when I'm around. And we can play together on the stream. Should be a whole heck of a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to it. Again, always, if you have any questions or comments, hit me up in that Bullpen Banter Discord, thatsportsgamer.com/BBDiscord. That'll take you right there. We also got a fantasy baseball league going in there. Assuming we get multiple lineups, we're going to be doing some more tournaments and stuff. Maybe we're going to do a league there if they mention some new online franchise stuff. Yeah, that Bullpen Banter Discord, great place to chat about baseball, specifically MLB The Show. We also have channels for RBI Baseball, Out of the Park Baseball, and Super Mega Baseball 2, which is upcoming. Yeah, so super excited for that. I'm going to wrap up this episode of Bullpen Banter now, but once we're done, I'm going to stay on a stream, play a little bit of MLB, get a little more of that ranked seasons in. Just made a couple of pickups, got the Topps Finest Scherzer, Topps Finest Kluber, Future Stars, Julio Urias, and I finally got to 50% in the Dynasty program, so I got Vita Blue. And so yeah, we got some new pitchers to play around with, so that should be a lot of fun. Again, as always, you can hit me up in the Bullpen Banter Discord, thatsportsgamer.com/BBDiscord. Or you can hit me up on Twitter, @ThatSportsGamer. If you're watching this live, I appreciate it over here on twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. Hit that follow button. That's always appreciated. Turn those notifications on so you get notified when I go live. If you really, really duper, super duper want to help and you appreciate what's going on here, you can hit that subscribe button for $4.99 a month. Or if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime, which gives you a free sub every month. You can use that here too. I appreciate that. All that money goes to helping make this stream better. All this stuff costs money. I don't mind spending it, but if you guys want to help me out, I don't hate that. And I do appreciate it very, very much. What else? I think that's everything. I'm excited for this week. Next week's Diamond Dynasty stream, super excited for, because you know we play a lot of Diamond Dynasty around here. So I guess it's going to wrap it up for this week of Bullpen Banter. But again, I'm going to hop back on right after this, and we're going to play a little ranked seasons. But now it is time for you and me, technically, to get out of the bullpen and get into the game. Take it easy, folks.